Let's review. The Mishnah continues to list takanas enacted by Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. Zok the Mishnah, Ein hamon nefras minichsi yisayim el b'shvua. After a husband's death, a widow must swear that she has not yet received her ksuba in order to collect from the orphans. The Gemara points out, Haboli par minichsi yisayim le yipara el b'shvua. Anyone who wants to collect the debt from orphans is required to swear, not only a widow. Nevertheless, the Mishnah specifically mentions widows so that we should not erroneously reason Mishum China Akilu Rabban Agaba. We might think that the Chacham waived the required oath regarding Ksuba to encourage women to marry. The Mishnah therefore teaches that widows are also required to swear. The Mishnah continues, however, Nimnu Melash Bia. The Chacham stopped administering oaths to widows, thereby causing them to forfeit their Ksuba. Because Bahi Hano, the Kotorchi Kamedi Yasmi, Asila Ruh Hetera. She may rationalize that she is entitled to payment for any efforts she may have expended on the orphan's behalf, and she may swear falsely. The Gemara points out that, consequently, Gerusha Meshbianaisa, they did administer oaths to divorcees, because she has no basis for such rationalization, and her oath is believed. The Gemara debates another possible method of swearing. Rav Ushmul de Amrit Havayu Loishonu Ela Bebezdin, Avachutz Lebezdin Meshbianaisa. And as Rashi explains, Sheshvus hadayon in shal teirihi ve'oinsha meruba v'chutzla bezn shvur derabbanan ve'ein oinsha kol kach. Therefore, bezn would not administer this oath in court, which is midiraisa, because such an oath is made while holding a sefer Torah and using the Shem Hashem, and its violation carries a severe penalty. However, bezn would administer a simple oath uttered outside of bezn, which is midirabbanan, and subject only to a relatively minor curse. However, the Gemara brings an alternate version where Rav argues with this ruling. Ikad masni Rav Amar afila chutz lebezdin, ein mashpiyanaisa. Bezdin would not administer this oath even outside of the court. This version is supported by a report that Rav le magvi ksuba la'armalta. Rav would not collect the ksuba on behalf of widows because he was unwilling to administer this oath. However, the Gemara adds the following caveat. Maide Rav bekoifetzes. Rav agrees that if she made an oath on her own initiative, the oath is effective. The Gemara brings an example of such an oath. After being refused her ksuba, a widow argued, "Midi havat taima ela dilma nekitna midni. You're concerned that I may have already received partial payment. Chai Hashem tzavakos im nanesi miksubasiklum. I swear that I have not benefited at all from the ksuba." In this case, where the widow was kaifetzes, she receives her ksuba. The Gemara records another incident where a widow was refused her ksuba in accordance with Rav's ruling, whereupon she requested, Havli mezaini, at least continue my support from the estate. However, she was told, Hatayv has ksubasa bebezdin ein lemezainis. Shmuel says that once a widow demands her ksuba in bezdin, she loses her right to support, because as Rashi explains, her ksuba stipulates that she is to be supported kol yimei meger amalaseach beveisi, b'shul kavaydei, for the duration of her widowhood in his home, which means in her widowhood in his honor. Therefore, when she seeks her ksuba, she loses her mezainis. Mishnah continues, in place of the customary oath, Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, Shetei Noideres Liyisayimim Kol Ma Sheyirtzu Bugavi Ksubasa. Rabbi Gamliel instituted that the widow accept a difficult vow conditional on her having benefited from her ksuba. This is the equivalent of an oath, and she may then collect her ksuba. Nevertheless, as the Gemara said earlier, Rav lo magvi ksuba la'armalta. Rav would not collect the ksuba on behalf of widows, because b'shnei d'rav kili nidri. During the era of Rav, people were lax with nedarim, and so bezdin could no longer rely on them. The Gemara qualifies the use of nedarim. Lo yishonu ela b'shlei nisis, aval nisis ein madir naisa. We only rely on nedarim if she is not married, because ein habal mefer b'kaidmin. When she marries, her husband cannot revoke nedarim made before their marriage. However, if she's already married, we do not rely on nedarim to pay her ksuba because mefer labal. She will readily accept any neder, relying on her husband to revoke it. The Gemara asks that even when she's not married, asla gabi chacham v'sharila. Let us be concerned that she will have a chacham anol her neder. The Gemara answers, tzarech lefaradas haneder. The halacha requires that she delineate the circumstances under which she accepted the neder. Therefore, the Chacham will refuse to annul a neder that she used to collect her ksuba. However, Reb Nachman disagrees a filanesis, we may rely on a married woman's neder to madrina la barabim. We have her accept the vow in front of 10 people, and her husband cannot revoke a public vow. The Gemara points out that this is actually a machloikis. Neder shehud barabim yesh lehafara oy ein lehafara. Some say that a public neder can be revoked, while others maintain that it cannot. The Gemara now cites a machlekes whether it is necessary to be mefarad ha-neder. Reb Nachman Amar, ein tzarech. Di'i amrit tzarech, zimnin de gais leili diburi, v'chacham mai deshama mefer. Reb Nachman maintains that one does not delineate the circumstances behind the neder, because he may not describe it fully, and the chacham's annulment, which is based solely on what he hears, will be invalid. Reb Papa Amar, tzarech, mishum milsa di'isura. We need to give the Chacham the necessary background information to determine if the neder should be revoked in case it was undertaken as a deterrent, such as in our case regarding the Ksuba. Rav Nachman, on the other hand, addresses this concern, the madrin le barabim, by requiring a public neder in such situations. Although we have explained that this is subject to a machlekes, madrin le al das rabim, it is possible to make a vow subject to the public's agreement. Because a filam on the amenedah should the birabim yesh leafara, al das rabim ain leafara. Everyone agrees that such a neder cannot be annulled. However, the Gemara qualifies this halacha. Hanamili lidvar rishus, al lidvar mitzvah yesh leafara. A public vow cannot be annulled for an optional purpose. However, all nedarim can be annulled for the purpose of a mitzvah, as illustrated in the following anecdote. Hahu makri dardiki. The Adre Rav Acha Dava Pasha Biyunuke. There was a teacher who beat the children excessively, and Rav Acha made him accept a vow, causing him to refrain from teaching. Nevertheless, Vahadre Ravina Deloish Takeach the Dai Kavase. Ravina annulled the vow and reinstated him because they could not find another teacher with his expertise.